Lowe's knows when you're looking for reliability, the right brand makes all the difference. And now, Lowe's is the exclusive home improvement retailer for the Whirlpool water treatment line, including their Wi-Fi softener, under-sink filtration system, and more. With Whirlpool's proven performance and our everyday low prices, better tasting, better quality water is within reach. Shop pro-trusted brands like Whirlpool and more, in-store or online. Lowe's. We help, you save.
Welcome to back to the Tip TV Finance Show. I'm here with Charlie Gibson, who's head of mining at Edison Research, and with our very special guest, Peter Watson, from Watson's Wi-Fi. How are you today, Peter?
Hello. Very well, thank you. Chirpy as always.
You're looking very serious, actually.
Serious? Well, yes. Don't worry, that's just a facade.
Okay, all right.
It's a thin veneer. It's all right.
Yes,
okay, good.
Yes,
so
okay.
You normally give us your little review of the week.
That is a little review. Small but perfectly formed.
Okay, all right. So what have we got?
So, okay, I thought this week was very interesting. We had a lot of disasters, a lot of triumphs this week. We had, in terms of disasters, I thought we had Angela Merkel's poor performance in the regional elections, which I think could have very big ramifications further down the line. You got the Russian-Saudi Arabia oil agreement that wasn't turned out not really to be an
very
agreement.
Very strange bedfellows, I would say.
Who? Are we talking fair, Angela? Who? but anyway...
It would be strange whoever they were with.
Yeah, so, let alone
being with one another.
All very exciting. And then the latest twist in the Greek bailout saga, where you had various members of the Eurozone deciding that they wouldn't like to pay more money to the Greeks, considering that they'd only fulfilled 2 out of the 15 obligations that they needed to get the last payout. So that was all. That was another example of a disaster this week. And then, of course, the other disaster was the Samsung exploding batteries thing, which was probably a bit painful for
them. You're not allowed to use them. You shouldn't use them on a plane. Is that right?
Apparently, that is correct. Something to do with the pressure.
But you never want to. I mean, you don't. You know, who cares about that? You just not turn it off on the plane, and that's it. Not really supposed to use
I think I read something about there being the problem about slipping down the sides of seats and then getting a bit hot and then the seat catching fire, which clearly is probably a bit of a problem, I would suggest.
Right. But
slipping down the side... I mean, slipping down the... I'm struggling to imagine how these things could be just...
Well, I read it in the newspaper, so it must be
fire,
true.
Catches fire on the side of the seat rather than in your trousers.
That's correct, yes. So I think that in
always
in
remember to put a battery
business
side
class, business
seat, is what you're saying, wouldn't you?
Could be, or just have a jug of water to hand, perhaps. So those are some of the disasters, some of the triumphs this week. The Micro Focus deal with HP. Everyone seems to be patting themselves on the back on that one.
Booming Britain.
That's right. So especially given it was only 2 months after the Japanese company SoftBank bought Arm Holdings. So everyone seems to be quite pleased that we're doing
Japanese have been busy, though. They bought the FT.
They have indeed.
It's like the 80s all over again, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like Back to the Future.
Yep, they'll buy the Rockefeller Center.
Are they going to buy any golf courses? I don't know at the moment.
Golf course memberships that you want to watch out for, isn't it?
So that was another triumph. And then another one was another thing I put in the triumphs camp was post-Brexit non-disaster in consumer spending and real estate. So there's lots of examples this week. So you've got the developers such as Barratt, Redrow and a few others saying that actually they haven't been affected and everything's going great guns for them. The British Retail Consortium had some figures out earlier on in the week that was showing that price is actually going down, which is favouring consumers as well. So all looking quite reasonable.
Sounds a little bit deflationary though, doesn't it, prices going down?
Could be.
Well, no, I think the only thing is how they managed to go down when sterling is going down as well. That's the effect of that, the inflationary effect of sterling.
Yes, well, that's because we're in the part of the J curve, aren't we?
Yes. Do you know what the J curve theory is?
Because it is a J shaped curve.
I know the J cloth.
Yeah.
The J cloth is the only one that I knew.
Oh, I see. Right. Okay.
I never used one, but I know that people actually did
Excellent, yeah. Very good for clearing things up. Yeah. I should have said thanks for clearing things up.
Large devaluation, yeah, for example.
Yeah. But anyway, those are some of the sort of more macro-y type things that I thought were quite interesting. But the other things I thought were particularly worthy of note were Apple and Nintendo this week. I wasn't going to talk about it really, but actually it is quite interesting. I think the Apple thing, yeah, it's a phone. How much more things can you put in a phone? The iPhone
battery life would be nice.
Well, that's what they've said they've done. They've given you another hour or two, depending on the size of phone.
That's not enough. What? I need 24 hours.
You do 24. No, okay.
At least.
Okay. Well, you're always on, aren't you? You're always on. You're always on call.
Yeah.
But do you have those backup things that you can get? Those backup batteries.
I do, but you know, you never have it when
you need it.
When you need
right.
it, yes, okay. yes.
But anyway, I think that it's the changes themselves quite interesting. It looks quite a nice phone, but the company itself faces a number of challenges. Mainly, China is a key challenge for Apple, I think. Mainly because the local competition is very fierce there. A lot of the features of the new phone that have been trumpeted as being fantastic have already been done by locals in the Chinese market and for lower price as well. So that's difficult.
Probably where they're getting all their ideas from.
Well, possibly. But that bit's going to be very tough for them. And also elsewhere in the region, India is quite difficult as well, because I must say, I didn't realise this until I read it, but the price for an iPhone in India starts at $900 due to local taxes and other bits and pieces as well. So fairly prohibitive, I would suggest, in terms of price. But on the
presumably, you would buy a cheap plane ticket to somewhere where they only cost 90 quid,
yeah.
90 bucks.
Yeah, maybe. But
you can buy them in Singapore for 90 bucks or whatever.
I wouldn't know. I'm not so well travelled, you
jump
see.
On
so.
It. Jump on a container ship.
Well, why not? Why not?
Yeah.
But on the plus side within the region as well, Apple has introduced Apple Pay, which they haven't had before in Japan, because Japan actually had something like that for quite a long time. Wasn't all compatible, so that's why they've taken a bit of time to do that. So I think that is going to be very popular, because in Japan that kind of thing is used by loads of people. So that's good. And the other thing as well, I think that some of the more positive comments on Apple would suggest that they want to emphasise the fact that yes, the hardware sales are maturing. But actually, what is interesting for the future is services. So I think the revenues that they've got from services has been going up very strongly over the last few years, and probably is going to get stronger. So I think that's very interesting on Apple, and actually related to that, Nintendo as well. I think very good. I don't know if you're aware. I mean, you're probably a Pokemon Go expert, I imagine.
Most Pocket games, I'm an expert.
Yeah, I thought so. But anyway, the fact that they've got this Pokemon Go thing on the second iteration of their Apple Watch is very good. As is the tie-in that they've got with a game that they're doing exclusively for the iPhone 7. For a limited period of time involving Super Mario.
But the only problem with this is it doesn't make you change your phone, it just makes you maybe, you know, download the app on your iPhone 6 or 5 and you don't really go into the 7, so that's the problem, isn't it?
Well, maybe it is. I mean, it depends really. It sounds like it's reasonably different, and certainly in terms of performance and the quality of the camera to the iPhone 6S, for instance. And certainly, I mean, I've got an iPhone 6 and I would say that the difference is big enough to warrant an upgrade, but obviously we'll see what happens in the coming
Too stingy, sir. I'm not going to do it.
Are you going to be there in the queue?
No.
Yeah, I bet you are.
No.
You're
going
to. send somebody else to stand in the queue.
No, no, I just don't believe in that. I don't believe in that. I like it, but I'm not crazy. But I think the really key thing though for Nintendo is that this is a really good tie-in. I think that in a way they've had a bit of a practice in terms of seeing how successful mobile gaming can be with Pokemon Go, although they don't own the whole thing, you know, that's owned by someone else, although they have an interest in that. But I do think that the difference between Nintendo and, say, others who do Candy Crush Saga or Farmville or Angry Birds or whatever, is the fact that they have a huge stable of all these characters that are well known, that are well loved, they're tried and tested, their games are tried and tested. It's just that they did not, for years, want to put anything, any of their games on non-native consoles. So I think that it's a very interesting time for them. But the key...
So is this a new world for...
It might be for them. The only thing is, though, I think Nintendo has historically moved very much in terms of there's the weakness of the yen, strength of the dollar. So if you've got a strong dollar, Nintendo tends to get a bit of a kicking. But if you, all things being equal, I would have thought they stand a decent chance of having a better time of it, maybe.
All right, well, that's all wonderful stuff. Peter, anything else to finish off?
Yeah, so the thing that I was... I saw an article this morning, and it was in a Japanese... from a Japanese news source, and it was talking about, you know, that age-old thing of are you a dog person or a cat person? And there was a public... should be a photo, hopefully, coming up here. Now, this is actually a public convenience, which has a cat. This is... So you vote for being a cat person by using... this loo roll, or a dog person by using...
And is that what it says on the...
Yes, that's right. That's right.
Japanese,
yeah, that's right. Yeah.
How would you say that?
So, well, that's Inu and that's Neko. So, anyway, that's how you vote.
Take your word for it.
So, right. Dog, cat.
Yes, there right. You go. Now, the thing is, I thought that given that we had some relative success with the Cucumber of Destiny a few months ago...
What's this one out here?
That's different. That shouldn't be on there. That actually says pervert. But anyway,
you see how good I am. Yeah, at Japanese. Yeah. I spotted that.
Very good. So I thought that with the success of the Cucumber of Destiny, I thought that we could combine maybe the predictions of the Cucumber of Destiny and the power of loo roll.
The dogs are winning there, aren't they? They're hands down.
Yes. But I'd say, so for instance, if we could perhaps use this in the US presidential election.
Roll of Destiny.
I think this could
be better. It's better than hanging chads, wouldn't it?
It could be. And I think certainly a source for inspiration. This could be, the election could be the poll of the roll. And I think that we could be on something big. You just think everyone's got their own polling booth. It's very private.
Yeah.
It's low cost. It's good. You have to use loo roll anyway.
In the end, you've got to vote.
Good to the environment.
Everybody will vote.
Yeah.
So do you vote for someone or do you vote against someone?
Well, what I'm thinking is before that was your voting for and you use that. I would suggest that the reverse would be true in this case.
Yes, voting against.
If you are a Trump supporter, you perhaps use the roll on the left and vice versa for the roll on the right. But
is that sensible policies for a happier nation?
I think so. On that note, I thought that things couldn't go any lower as far as the content of this particular slot. But we seem to be right on the ground floor of the.
I think it's very much in keeping, actually. Yeah.
But Peter Watson from Watson's Wi-Fi, thank you very much for coming in today. If anybody's interested, he is available as a stand-up comedian, and we'll send on the details for those who would like that. But we'll be back after the break.